Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 12th of January, 2026, and I really didn't feel like making a video. I just got to Florida, and I already had to add an entire quart of transfer case oil to my transfer cases. You know, the two things that I pulled out, spent all last week rebuilding. Yeah. It's all right. I got a place that's going to fix it completely and forever, hopefully, so that'll be out of the way. But for now, it's like traveling with a newborn. Every 750 miles, you got to stop and give it a bottle, which is what I've been doing. It's awesome. But I had to make this video because in the video I did last night, I asked people if you are a male man or a male woman, male person, if you work for the post office and you got that letter, please forward it. Well, this is what happened. So to answer the question, are all postal workers receiving this letter? Yes. Yes, they are. Because I've gotten three of them from three subscribers that I've personally met face to face. And I know for a fact that they work for the post office. And I know for a fact that they are not crazy in any way whatsoever at all. This is the real deal. And the last time they did this was before the lockdowns in 2020. Now, what are they going to try to do this time? Are they going to do another fake pandemic, or are they going to use this entire thing on the woman that got shot by ICE? Because if you remember the Economist 2025 cover for 2026, they were showing nothing but war, but they were also showing a collection of vaccines every place, as well as medication all over the ground. And those medications are literally antibiotics that you would need for certain quote-unquote pandemics. But with the woman that got shot, well, it's funny because Hollywood has suddenly picked up the mantle instantaneously and they're turning this into another Black Lives Matter, but apparently that didn't get it done, so now they're doing White Lives Matter. You know, be good. And it's astonishing because the mainstream is running with this story. You know, this woman did absolutely nothing. The lady was in the middle of the street honking. I mean, when you're sitting in the middle of the street obstructing the feds doing something and even consider pointing the wheels of your car at them, something bad's going to happen. But we don't even know if this was real. We have no idea if this was real whatsoever at all. But what I find unusual, strange, queer, not normal, is how quickly the mainstream latched onto it and how quickly Hollywood latched onto this. I mean, there's already Be Good, because her last name was Good. There was already Be Good merch available. Buttons, shirts on Amazon, on Etsy, etc. I mean, come on, man. This is exactly what they want. And if they got white people thinking the feds are coming after them, well, they're right. But I mean, this entire shooting was completely set up. But just look at how these scumbags in Hollywood latch onto this and make it a like they actually care. All these people have openly given themselves over to Satan. They do not care. They're part of the problem, whether they know it or not. Period. You know what I mean? But seriously, hours after the shooting, there's already merch available on Amazon and Etsy. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that really quick? I mean, wow, that's like having a book come out about a fire happening in Hawaii before the fire happens. Or a book coming out. You see what I'm going with this, right? But look at this. This is pathetic. I got this off Call for an Uprising's channel.
Joined now by Mark Ruffalo, who is a nominee tonight, and his wife, Sunny. And I want to ask you right off the bat.
Yeah.
How much fun is it in that room? Sitting there, you have a couple cocktails, you hang out with everybody, and there's all kinds of conversations going on.
It's usually a lot of fun, but I can't really, I got to be honest with you, I'm not feeling so great. We have a woman, Renee Good, was murdered in our streets of America today, and we got literally stormtroopers running around terrorizing. And as much as I love all this, I don't know if I could pretend like this crazy stuff isn't happening. We have a president who says the laws of the world don't apply to him and we could rely on his morality, but he has no morality. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave the world? So I love these people. I love being here. I love you. But I also can't, it's so hard to pretend anymore. Mm-hmm. This is crazy what's happening.
I have to ask you because I have family from the Twin Cities, so yeah. I understand how hard
they're
that is right
too.
Now. Well, lots of people are hurting right now, and that's the problem is that the people are hurting.
Yeah, and people can't pay their rent. This isn't making us any safer. They can't pay their rent. They can't buy food. Insurance is impossible. They can't take care of their families and health. There's no education. I mean, this is not making America better. If it was, I'd be, great, let's do it. But that's not what's happening. And we have Americans being shot, killed, a woman in her car.
We have Americans being shot and killed every single solitary day. We have Americans going to other countries being shot and killed every day for things that didn't even occur or didn't occur as they were laid out. Do you see what I'm saying? These people don't care at all. This is the same guy right here. What is that? Who takes a picture? Okay, before you take the picture, they say, smile, say cheese. Nope, cover your eye. This is to let everybody else know that he is being inducted into the club. Nothing more, nothing less. These guys are going to use this to the best of their ability, and they'll pretend to kill or actually kill as many white women as they possibly can because they are going to get this started. Because the letter from the post office is absolutely real. It's gone out nationwide, and it's talking about a pandemic or civil disorder, one of the two. So prepare accordingly, because this letter is for 2026. We're in 2026. I told you this was coming. I'm not saying it like that, but their plan is 2030, so they've got to do this now, by hook or by crook. And again, get your money out of the bank. Because it'd be better off having no lights, no food, no nothing, and at least you've got some sort of a medium to trade. You know what I mean? Because maybe people like myself and many others will actually rise up and fight back against this, and who knows? Maybe we'll win. Maybe we'll swing the coast. Maybe we'll swing the pendulum. Who knows? But being completely broke and starting at zero makes you play exactly and only into their hands. But let's take a look at this, shall we? So let's look at the College of DuPage Next Lab Satellite and Radar, shall we? And if you'll notice, right here in the center of the country, pretty dang close to where I just was, you'll notice that the large waves of lasers or whatever are shooting out in all directions. That wasn't there the other day, but I mean, look at this. Boom. But look at that. I mean, are you kidding me? And for some reason, all the NEXRAD and Dopplers look like they're dead. And if memory serves me correctly, Trump said that they were going to defund that. And it looks like maybe they have, because I haven't seen these light up in quite a while. If you recall, these light up in large blue blooms. And usually they're exploding all over the map. And instead, all we're seeing is what seems like disco light lasers. Big time, dead nuts in the center of the country. Down here in Texas. And always up here in Wyoming. Now, you take all this and combine it with what I was seeing in the skies down here today. Look at that. That is just insane. That certainly doesn't affect anybody's health in any negative ways at all. But this is where I was today, way down here, going this way. And let's take a look at the skies there, shall we? That's Florida. And if I remember correctly, Florida was going to ban chemtrailing. You see those? Those concern me. Those are considered waves. And usually, they're the predecessor of an earthquake. So they were juicing the sky yesterday, the day before, the day before, the day before. But I mean, going all the way back east, it's getting even worse. I mean, look at these skies. Look at this sunset. This was last night. They were completely covering this thing up like you read about. Look how, I mean, it's not even subtle. It's like they're making sure that, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It blows my mind that people don't see this for what it is. They're not just blocking the sun. They're using heavy metal. You know what's a heavy metal? Uranium, radium, barium, strontium, aluminum. They're bad for humans. They cause autism and Alzheimer's. And what's happened in the last few decades, more than we've ever seen before at all, ever? Autism, Alzheimer's, etc. You know what I mean? Look at this stuff. This was first thing this morning. Unbelievable. And according to the NEXRAD Doppler radar, to me, it appears the Dopplers are offline. We can't track them anymore. All we can see is those giant things in the sky, the lasers. But see that right there? They look like waves, little ocean waves. Those are usually the precursor for an earthquake. It was in the past. I don't know if it still stands true now, but I mean, this is all from today, last night and today. It's unbelievable. And of course, it's 20 degrees colder than it should be because there's no sun. And here's a funny thing. As I've been driving, I've been listening to other YouTube channels. I listen to very specific channels, people that are talking about the same things that I'm talking about. And I listen to current events to see what they're actually doing in real life. Channels like Upper Echelon, channels like that kid I showed you last night, Coop, who thinks that HARP controls the weather. HARP doesn't control the weather. HARP is a massive, worldwide, multi-platform thing that causes earthquakes. Massive earthquakes and whatever else it does. But what controls the weather is NEXRAD and Doppler. Always have, always will. These bad boys right here. And, I mean, I can't help but notice that these are no longer lighting up like they used to whatsoever at all. But that sure is. This is live right now at 6:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Watch that thing go, man. And this isn't playing on a loop. This is live. This is live right this minute. But it's so crazy to me that suddenly, magically, and all of a sudden, NEXRAD and Doppler are no longer on that map. Is it just a fluke? Is it down for the week? I don't know. But here's the thing. CoffeeZilla, huge YouTube channel who goes after people like Donald Trump that scam people with his his scam coin, the Bitcoin coin thing. He goes after these people. He's such a smart kid, and he's like, it's like there's no more law. How are you guys this far into the game and you don't see what's going on? This is Agenda 2030, which is actually secretly a nice way to say New World Order. You know the little pyramid on the back of your dollar? Channels like Upper Echelon and many channels, many, many large channels are like, AI is a complete joke. It's a bubble. It's not real. It's this, it's that, you know? All it's doing is creating AI slop. No, it's not. All they're giving us is things that are AI slop. All they're giving us is things that where you and I can become a deep fake, and we have to prove that a video that shows up of me killing somebody isn't actually me. It was a video that was made. It's all by design. The AI has always been here. What you're looking at, all these data centers, all this AI stuff, is to completely and totally destroy creation, release demons, and open the pit. I mean, this is crazy. These guys do not see the forest for the trees, and none of them actually speak about the Bible or Jesus, because science, experts, so forth and so on. But it's amazing how they're all just, hey, AI was supposed to replace everybody's jobs. It's all busy work. It's all words for us. The AI that we see and the AI that they have are two very different things. And when we finally see the AI that they have, men's hearts will fail from fear. At any rate, I didn't want to make a video. It's getting dark right now. And I'm still just as dirty as I was yesterday. Maybe a little dirtier. Whatever. But laying under your truck will definitely do that. It is what it is. Truck's bulletproof now, except for one thing is leaking, and I will rectify it. Creek don't rise, good Lord's willing. At any rate, Richie from Boston, be ready, because they're making moves. Things are happening. You know what I'm saying? Things are happening. They're sending out the exact same letters they sent out in 2020 before they locked everybody down. Yeah. These don't happen annually. It happened in 2020, and it's happening now. You're not going to get much more of a warning than that. Rajiv in Boston, and I'm out.